It's a lot easier too to tell a story. You know the story, you were a part of it. So again, your personality is coming through, you're a little bit more relaxed. Instead of saying I'm a junior at SPU, as Patty said, I'm from a small town in Chicago, I have three brothers. It's much more excuse me, exciting to the listener. Say I'm at SPU. Last year I had the opportunity to work on a project. During that project I realized I was really good at leading other people, and so on and so forth. So it's something that you're much more at ease, and it's much more interesting for the person that you're talking to. A little bit more about tell me about yourself, tell a brief story. Keep it pretty short. Just again, highlight your strengths and skills. As we said, stories naturally convey enthusiasm, and you're more at ease. And then when you're telling this brief story, break it down into three parts. Talk about the challenge you faced or the situation you were in, what actions you took specifically. So even if you were working on a group project, talk about what you did specifically. That's what they're interested in at this time. And then don't forget to include the results you produced or the outcome of the challenge.
You want to practice these stories. Don't think you can just walk in and have these stories roll off your tongue. You want to take the time, you want to be organized, you want to rehearse them, as I said, and you want to actually practice and rehearse them until they actually sound unrehearsed. And also when telling your stories, again, you want to tell about some positive stories, and practice enough that you'll come across as relaxed, you'll be smiling, you'll come over as having good communication skills, you'll be more engaging, and communicate the fact that you know yourself.